Wimbledon podcast with Sky Sports' Nick Lester.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along. Good morning. And you're listening to the Wimbledon podcast with Sky Sports commentator Nick Lester. It's Dave Kellner here in the studio, ready to look ahead to the two finals, the women's final between Eugenie Bouchard and Petra Kvitova, and the men's Wimbledon final as well. Roger Federer taking on Novak Djokovic in what should be an absolute cracker. First of all, good morning to Nick Lester. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Dave. Looking forward to this a lot, I have to say.
Yeah,
two really good finals.
Yeah, two amazing finals to look forward to. And we'll start off with Eugenie Bouchard versus Petra Kvitova out on centre court this afternoon. Eugenie Bouchard is 6-5 here with William Hill. Petra Kvitova in the betting at 8-11. And Eugenie Bouchard, we'll start with her, Nick. She's lit up this tournament. I think she's probably the most marketable woman in the game right now. She's just... She's taken everyone's breath away these 2 weeks.
Yeah, and to be honest, Dave, not just these 2 weeks, is it? It's really been these 6 months of the year. I mean, obviously semi-finals in Australia, semi-finals at the French, and now capped really by a run here to the final. I mean, she is one of these players who is really all out aggression. There is only one way she plays, and that is the press. She presses her opponents into errors. She doesn't back down, even when she's under pressure. In many ways, you sort of feel that if you looked at the way she's played this year, even when she's been in tough situations, when she's been down break points, she's actually come out swinging. And that's one of the things that Nick Stefanou, her coach, has always encouraged her to do, to be more aggressive when you are under pressure, to hit your way out of trouble, because she feels that it's in her hands. And you know what? She's been able to do that. I've been so impressed by her. Her grass suits, her game obviously suits grass. She won the juniors here 2 years ago. And she just doesn't, as I say, she's so much of a believer in herself. I've rarely seen an athlete. I mean, I've compared her to Sharapova, because I think there's a lot of Sharapova in her, in terms of her mindset and the way she talks, the way she conducts herself. She simply is not happy to have won six matches here. This is about winning a seventh. It's all business. She is all business, and you're right, she's very marketable off the court. But you know what? She produces on the court, and she'll continue to do so.
That's something that's been noticeable as well, Nick, how early she's taken the ball returning serve this fortnight. She's been able to step inside the baseline and hit winners with regularity. Different test against Petra Kvitova, though, because you'd expect it's a different dynamic to any of her previous matches, because Kvitova has that big serve. She's strong on the ground as well. She's going to try and force Eugenie Bouchard back in this match.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. I saw a really good graphic with the Hawkeye guys the other day who highlighted the fact that Bouchard hit 98% of her returns this tournament inside the baseline. Therefore, she's taking the serve, as you so rightly say, on the rise as it's coming to her, and she's taking time away from her opponent. Today, it is a different dynamic. You're talking about probably the best server and the women's game on a grass court outside of Serena Williams. I think Kvitova has the biggest serve and the biggest weapon in that department, probably outside of the both Williams sisters. She's only lost four times, Dave, this tournament as well. Factor in that she's a lefty as well. Suddenly you've got a different spin. This is a different matchup today for Bouchard. Bouchard's beaten Kerber in the previous round and Halep. Both, neither of them really particularly aggressive servers. Neither of them, to be honest, either of them blow her away from the back of the court. Today, different scenario. Kvitova has the weapons to get Bouchard on the defense, and especially, as you so rightly highlight, with the serve. A lot of today's outcome is going to be determined, for my money, as to how Kvitova serves. Also, Dave, how smartly she serves, because she can't put the ball in the slot. I think we'll see her hit some body serves today, which is a really good way to negate the aggressive returners, to cramp them up, tack them up. I think we'll see Kvitova employ that this afternoon.
Petra Kvitova 8-11 to win this final. Eugenie Bouchard in the betting at 6-5. And their semi-finals, Nick, as well, followed remarkably similar paths. Tough first sets, and then both women easing through in the end. They've only met once before. That was back in Toronto in 2013. And Kvitova came out a victor there in straight sets as well, 1-2 and 3 in that matchup. Who does this matchup favour?
Well, I think it definitely favours Kvitova. I think, you know, the serve is obviously for me going to be huge. If she can serve around 70%, I think she's got a great shot because that will nullify the weapons that Bouchard brings to the table with the aggressive returning. A lot will depend on experience as well. I mean, the last five finalists, Dave, of the women's side who have made their first major have not won. You have to worry slightly or be slightly concerned that Bouchard, how much it's taken out of her as well, these six matches getting here. Kvitova has been there, done it before, much more experience. This is only Bouchard's sixth major. You know, that's another thing to consider. This would be an extremely early rise to fortune for her. I just favour Kvitova, Dave. I think if she can, as I say, she can has the ability to outmaneuver Bouchard. I think she can be aggressive. She can go toe-to-toe with pretty much anyone from the back of the court. And I think that'll favour her. And for me, I think she'll win in two close sets.
Petra Kvitova to win this one in two sets then is 7-4 here with William Hill. Of course, lots of markets available on the website. We've got match betting, set betting, handicap betting, total match games and so on and so forth. So do check out all the markets. Petra Kvitova to win in two sets is in the betting at 7-4. Let's move on. Let's have a look at the men's final. Novak Djokovic taking on Roger Federer. Djokovic is 4-7 here with William Hill. Roger Federer in the betting at 11-8. Obviously, their head-to-head history is storied, and they last played at Wimbledon back in 2012 with Roger Federer coming out on top in four sets in the semi-final back in 2012. Novak Djokovic came through his matchup with Grigor Dimitrov in four sets, and Roger Federer reached the final, beating Milos Raonic in straight sets. And that was a comprehensive victory for Federer, never really troubled by Milos Raonic yesterday.
Yeah, I hold my hands up there. I have to say I got that wrong. I certainly thought Raonic would be able to use the serve. But it all started with a bad first game, didn't it? He threw in a double fault, a couple of errors, a shaky first game. And having been broken only twice at the tournament, he lost his serve in the first game. Federer was able to sit on him. I thought the slice backhand was very effective yesterday. And again, you know, Federer's so smart. When he came in yesterday, he asked questions of Raonic. Raonic, who suddenly hadn't really played a guy who was coming at him, suddenly had targets to aim at under pressure with Federer rushing the net, and he didn't have the answer. And I have to say, it was probably one of the one-sided semifinals that I've seen at Wimbledon in recent times. I was disappointed by Raonic yesterday, and I think he'll be disappointed in himself, to be honest. But again, Federer's been brilliant this tournament. I have been on the record of saying I don't think he'll win another major, so that could well make me look a little foolish. But again, you know, we've all done that, haven't we? We've all been there last year. We all thought he was finished. We all thought it was over, and more fool us in many ways. For me, he's been the best player at this tournament, Dave. I think he's looked fresh. Edberg's definitely brought a bit of zest and a bit of energy there, perhaps wasn't there 12 months ago. Listen, let's be honest about it. The game's not changed a great deal, but he is coming in a little more. He is being more bold and brave, but now it's the ultimate test. This is the offense against the defense, as I thought it might be in the final. And now we've got a real stern test of just how well Federer's playing.
Testament to Federer's brilliance, isn't it really, Nick, that he's still bang there at his age. And he admittedly has lost maybe half a step, as you alluded to there. But he never looks flustered out on court. And we are watching one of, if not the greatest player to ever have played the game out there on centre court tomorrow afternoon. And it should be spectacular.
Yeah, and he's what he's done for the game is, you know, you simply can't add it up. It's just extraordinary. And he's, as you say, been probably one of those graceful players. He's also been one of the most respectful players. I think what he's brought put back into the game is quite extraordinary. The amount of people he's touched with his game, with his aesthetically pleasing game. And you know what? When you look back on it again, you look back at the clay court season, this was only about Wimbledon for Federer. He came off court at the French Open having lost to Gorbis and said, I've forgotten this already. I'm looking forward to Wimbledon. This is the one. This is the one of the year that he targets, he wants. And as I say, there's not going to be a lot in it tomorrow. It's going to be about who plays better on the day. The question for me tomorrow, Dave, is going to be how brave is Federer going to be? Is he going to continue to come in against someone who has the ability to pass you and ask you questions at the net that probably we haven't seen for a long time, Andy Murray aside?
Novak Djokovic standing in Roger Federer's way, going for a record 8th Wimbledon crown on Sunday afternoon. Djokovic came through against Grigor Dimitrov in his semi-final in four sets. It's a weird semi-final in a lot of ways, Nick, because the court seemed very, very slippery, and it troubled both players out there.
Well, it's dry, isn't it? I mean, it's simple as that. It's been a dry 10 days or so, pretty much, apart from last Saturday. So it's been dry. And you've got to understand that both guys are probably moving as well as anyone. They're sliding around. They're happy to do that. They're just so... These guys, athletically, are the best the game's ever seen. You know, it gets better and better. Dimitrov's come onto the scene. And as I said to you many times before, I think he's, as an athlete, he's probably one of the very best we've got in the game. You know, he's able to match Djokovic and Murray and Monfils and those sorts of guys. So I wasn't really surprised about that. I don't think a lot was made of that. That's just the way it is. They throw themselves around. That's their game styles. This is huge for Djokovic. You know, this is absolutely huge. He's lost 5 of his last 6 major finals, Dave. This is painful. It's hurting. And it's becoming an issue as well. And this is what makes tomorrow so incredibly fascinating, because he does not want to lose another one. And I tell you what, if he does... you do fear for Team Becker and all that he's brought on board, because Boris Becker was brought on this year to win majors, Dave, and it hasn't happened. And this is what is hurting Djokovic right now. For me, I think it's win or bust for Djokovic tomorrow. I really do. I think for the group and the camp around him, that's why I'm just tipping him tomorrow. I quite fancy him. I think he knows the seriousness of the situation here. Yes, you can argue Federer probably feels he may as well be in a similar situation. But for me, Djokovic has lost too many lately, and I think it's going to change. I really do. I don't think he's played great tennis here. I didn't think he played well against Cilic particularly. I didn't think he played well yesterday particularly either against Dimitrov. I thought there were times when he checked out. You know what? When he really needed to play well, he did. And when he stepped up against Cilic in the 5th, he was able just to not miss. He went into that no-miss mode from the back of the court, and that's going to be the test tomorrow. It's 18-16, the head-to-head, as you know, in favour of Federer. Forget the last meeting in Monte Carlo. I was there that year. That was this year. That was a waste of time because Djokovic was injured. They played in Indian Wells. That probably could be the most significant of their last meetings, and Djokovic just snuck it through 7-6 in the 3rd. Could be 5 sets. I'm going 5. It could well be long. But I'm sticking with Djokovic just because I think he needs it more.
And Novak Djokovic to win in 5 sets in the betting at 5-1 here with William Hill. Djokovic 4-7 to win that final. Roger Federer in the betting at 11-8. Should be an absolute cracker out on centre court on Sunday afternoon. Nick, make sure you enjoy it. We might not get to see Federer out on centre court much longer. It should be a pleasure on Sunday afternoon.
Couldn't agree with you more. You've got to enjoy every match this guy plays, because as you say, he's just been an absolute wonderful ambassador for the game. And you know what? I'm not sure he's going away anytime soon. We'll see. If we're still chatting about him next year,
yep,
then hopefully we will be.
And I thought early on in the week we were going to see a changing of the guard with Rajanic and Dimitrov coming through. But again, we've got two of the big four, the supposed big four in the final here. So it should be an absolute cracker. Looking forward
definitely
to it.
And not to forget Nick Kyrgios as well. I think a quick word on him. He's been outstanding, Dave, and I'm looking forward to seeing him for the rest of the year as well.
Nick, thank you. And we'll catch up ahead of the next slam, the US Open, which comes up in a few months' time.
Pleasure. Just put my flights this morning, actually, so looking forward to it.
thank you, Nick. We'll
Cheers,
speak
Dave.
Soon.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you to Nick Lester for his preview of the Wimbledon finals, the women's final taking place on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Novak Djokovic versus Roger Federer. All the markets available via the William Hill website. And remember, if you want to check out any of William Hill's podcasts, go to williamhill.com/podcasts.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.